It's Wednesday, December 30th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Release International reports that persecution against Christians is set to increase across Asia, the Middle East, and Africa next year. The countries of concern are China, Malaysia, North Korea, Iran, Pakistan, Egypt, Nigeria, and India. Christians in these countries suffer under communism, Islamic extremism, militant Hinduism, and the use of the coronavirus pandemic as a cover for persecution. Release International CEO Paul Robinson noted, quote, "Despite persecution and pandemic, we see clear evidence of the boldness, courage, and trust in God of Christians under pressure around the world," end quote. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." Spain's health ministry recently released data on abortions in the country for last year. In 2019, 99,149 babies were murdered in the womb. It's the highest figure since 2013, but the numbers are down compared with 2010 when the government broadened the scope of its abortion law. A recent appeals court ruling in the UK struck a blow to Britain's thought police. The case began when a man, pretending to be a woman, reported Twitter comments he deemed offensive to the police. The author of the comments, Kate Scottow, had allegedly, quote-unquote, misgendered the man. Scottow faced a $1,300 fine, which the recent court ruling overturned. Over the last 5 years, police in England have recorded over 120,000 so-called, quote, non-crime hate incidents, end quote. The U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday against New York's attendance caps on religious services. The court ordered the state's 10 and 25-person caps to be enjoined while the case is pending. New York cannot enforce their caps on any house of worship now. The ruling stated, quote, "The restrictions challenged here